Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good evening to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with all of you this evening. And this evening we have back with us our wonderful guest, and again with a very inspiring practice. Her name is Lisa Latimer. She is the founder of the brand new Autism and Asperger's Job Coaching. And again, you all will be very inspired on really the points that she will hit on today and really the focus for her practice as well. And to remind everyone out there, today is the 11th of August, 2016, and our interview today with Lisa will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Or you can also visit our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, and you can definitely listen to our shows at any time of the day. Now, our guest today, Lisa Latimer, the founder of New Horizons Job Coaching. A little bit about her background if you did not get an opportunity to catch the first segment. For her own experience, she spent years working with people suffering from brain injuries, and she has a real passion for working with children. So she really committed herself to assisting children with autism. And after the birth of her son, she did take some time off to raise a family. And during this period is when she really understood her passion and her dream for not only getting back into the workforce, but helping people dealing with these issues as far as autism and Asperger's. And incorporating certifications from cognition coaching and yoga certification from George Brown College, what Lisa really brings is a uniquely passionate approach in working with her clients. And to remind everyone in the audience tuning in, every guest that comes onto our show is very carefully vetted. And we do this with the goal that everyone featured on our show, not only do they really have a wonderful story, but we can guarantee you that they are the best and the most qualified people in the world to help you with whatever issues that they are speaking on. And again, this is a guarantee from our organization, from the research that we have done. It is the reason why I am very proud to present to our audience today, back with us a second time, Asperger's and Autism Job and Life Coach, founder of New Horizons Job Coaching, Ms. Lisa Latimer. How are you doing today, Lisa?
Oh, very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We are very happy to have you back with us, especially speaking on a very important topic. So, Lisa, if you could really share with our audience that didn't get an opportunity to catch the first segment, who exactly is Lisa Latimer?
Well, so I've worked in the human services field for over 25 years. I started off working with children and youth with autism and other multiple exceptionalities, including when I was still on student placement. Then I switched over to adults with acquired brain injuries and worked with them for a while. In 2001-2002, when I was on mat leave, I started playing around with the idea of a home-based business so that I could stay home with my son. In 2009, after a 10-year stint in the acquired brain injury field, I felt I really needed a change, and I decided to attend a four-day workshop on autism in the classroom, and this was through the Geneva Center here in Toronto. And they, on day four, when they talked about Asperger's, I felt that really resonated with me, and I began to see myself. I gained valuable insights into how Asperger's was similar to some of the classic features of autism, yet different. And I gained work as an independent contractor and spent 3 years in the classroom working with teenagers who had multiple exceptionalities, including autism. During the 2009-2010 year, I was taking an online course to do with natural health so that I can have some captivating content for my writing for a blog. During that time, I rediscovered yoga. I had actually done yoga fairly late in my adult life, well, in my 30s. And then in 2010, I decided to enroll in the classical yoga program at George Brown College. It was a 200-hour training course that spread over 11 months, and I was very proud of my achievement as it meant I could get better, improve my own health, while also helping others at the same time. But not only that, I was not only doing yoga as a personal practice, but teaching it to others, and this was huge for me. It was a big deal because I often felt very disconnected from my own body. So yeah. I felt that it was actually a pretty big achievement. I volunteered for a while and also attended a yoga conference at George Brown College in 2012. At that conference, I did yoga demos, role plays, and also a speech. It was a terrific learning experience for me, and I really enjoyed it. We had gurus come all the way from the Yoga Institute in Mumbai in India to teach quite a bit of the philosophy of yoga that wasn't covered in the course. And by the summer, though, I still didn't have paid clients to teach yoga. So I decided to do something different, not giving up on the idea of teaching yoga, but adding something to it. And after reading online and talking to friends on Facebook, I decided to enroll in Coaching Cognition program and the School of Online Business. At the same time, someone in my family got diagnosed with Asperger's, and I started thinking that somehow I can coach people in my field of special needs. At that time, though, I didn't have a plan, but my classmates were very supportive. They were going to help me formulate one.
And a point that I do want to hit on with the audience, and there are so many parents out there that have children with some form of autism or Asperger's, and you may be having a hard time. As I explained to you earlier, the guests that we feature are the most qualified in the world for helping you with these situations. And Lisa, being one of these people, is really because she has the experience. She has dealt with this. She has really been on the front line. So with the parents out there that are having a very difficult time and feel that you're kind of it's like an alone feeling of who's going to help you throughout this situation. Help is finally here. Lisa, if you could share with the audience maybe some of your backgrounds and also certifications.
Sure. So I have a diploma in child and youth work from George Brown College. And as mentioned, my yoga certification through George Brown, which I obtained in 2011. And then I acquired my life coach training in essential skills through Coaching Cognition and the School of Online Business in 2014. And that is a self-paced program with online classes, training modules, and involves peer and intermediate and supervised coaching sessions. So, you know, very practical hands-on experiences that I had. And this is different from life skills coaching, a certificate I acquired in 1996 from George Brown College. Yeah. Which focuses on groups only and has to be done in person. I had some volunteer experience doing life skills coaching with women at a local community center. And so by contrast, one of the things I like about life coaching is the ease of access to so many people around the world.
And I think it's great that you have really an extensive amount of education and also knowledge in these different areas. And I definitely feel that this would be able to help, or why you are so successful in helping people dealing with autism or Asperger's. So if you could really explain to the audience, and I know many parents out there that are dealing with this are really wondering, what is your passion? What really influenced you in your path to become a coach, Lisa?
Okay, so more and more people around the world are utilizing the skills and expertise of a life coach in whatever form it takes.
Yes.
It could be like a business coach, a transitional coach, for example.
Yes.
And as opposed to a psychologist or a therapist. Now, if they are seeing a therapist, they could see a life coach at the same time. As a life coach focuses very much on goal setting and actions towards achieving these goals. And a life coach will hold the client accountable as well, which is key in the whole reason why someone would even want a coach in the first place. You think about the Olympics going on right now, it's the same kind of thing. You need to have somebody to hold you accountable to get you to the higher levels.
Exactly.
Where you want to go. You don't want to keep them stuck. So depending on the client, this usually results in faster results for the client and major life changes in a more positive direction, even for someone who has Asperger's. A coach does not have the training to go deep into a person's past, nor is that his or her role. That is what a therapist or a counselor does. A life coach is very present and future-focused, and we work together as equal partners in this arrangement.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too. And what further motivated me to become a coach was my own personal battle with Asperger's, even though I've never been officially diagnosed. Coaching has allowed me to invest in my own personal development and ongoing training, so that I can help others. And as a student of Coaching Cognition, I have access to their training vault forever. There are also other self-development resources out there, like books. You know, Thoughts or Things is one of my favorites. Having the clients to coach also helps me to grow as a person, obviously, as well. And since I have Asperger's, communication has been a struggle for me, but it's not impossible.
Okay, and I feel that it's very important, again, to point out to the audience the fact that Lisa herself has dealt with this, and she has been very successful despite dealing with this issue. So, again, in my opinion, I don't believe there is anybody or very few people out there as qualified as Lisa to help you out with your situation if you do have a family member that does have Asperger's or some form of autism. What I would like to ask you, Lisa, and again, many people that are tuning in that are dealing with this are going through different issues. What are the biggest problems facing your clients?
Okay, so I'm going to put this into two different categories because it is related to the services that I offer. So first off, I'm going to address the adults themselves who have Asperger's, who are looking to make life changes through work or even other areas of their lives. Second, I'm going to talk about parents and other direct caregivers of adult children with Asperger's. Okay, so the biggest problem with adults who have Asperger's is they may have actually never even had a job before, or they worked part-time only. And I'm talking very part-time. And their job histories may also be fragmented. If they are living in a province like Ontario, they are likely to be on ODSP, which stands for Ontario Disability Support Plan or Program. In Ontario, there are similar, so that's in Ontario, but there are similar programs in other provinces and other parts of the world, but they're going to vary in terms of how generous they are in the funding and the kinds of support they offer. So in Ontario, if they work, they can earn up to $200 per month without having their income supports reduced. Now, I just want to go to explain this, because this doesn't sound like much, just like without context here. So this is even the case if they want to start a small business as well. So every dollar over that $200 reduces their support earnings by 50 cents. Just to give you an idea, it just goes into half the amount.
Yeah.
So they are always better off if they decide to get paid work. Even like I read in Saskatchewan, they're going to be reducing the income support for people on disabilities, saying there's overlapping of disabilities. Now, I don't know the full details on that, but it just goes to show you that the government, you know, they changed policies and all that, so that impact other people's lives. So, so in Ontario, I think the maximum benefit per month that someone can earn is $1,053, and they're making $2,000 per month in paid work. They will still get an additional $153 on top of that from ODSP, bringing their monthly income to $2,153. So if they're only making half of that, say like they decide to work part-time only, they'll get a total of $1,653 per month. Now, of course, this will be different because each person's ODSP will not be the same. Living situations and the degree of the disability and also like comorbid conditions that's going to affect the amount of disability that they do get. And I think that's the same no matter where you are in the world. So since they haven't go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Lisa. To everybody in the audience, I'm sure parents or people that do have autism that are on disability are very familiar with what Lisa is stating right now. But again, if you do need any extra information about this, you could definitely give Lisa a call after the show or sometime tomorrow to get more information about this program. I'm sorry, Lisa, you may continue.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Since people with Asperger's haven't had a job or they've had very limited job experience, They may not have the skills or even the training to find an appealing job, somewhat appealing. Some people with Asperger's didn't finish high school. I've run into this myself. Returning to school may or may not be the best option for them. A cost and benefit analysis can help them make their decision more clearly. Now, other problems include knowing, you know, which steps to take in terms of job searching and all that, how to act in face-to-face situations, how to deal with problems that are potential triggers for their anxiety and anger issues, such as, did I say or do the right thing, is a question that may go through their minds frequently if they have that awareness. But if they don't have the awareness of how their behavior impacts others, it's going to be different. Their desire to correct other person's mistakes, for example, they don't realize the consequences of those actions. And another issue is sensory issues can cause an increase in anxiety as well. There tends to be a lot of sensory-related issues on the job or in pre-employment situations, like too much noise, too crowded, unpleasant smells, and issues related to touch, like fabric on a chair, and diet.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they seem to require breaks a lot sooner and also more frequently. How do they keep a job over the long term? Once they are in a job for a while, the goal is to work independently, but they will always need a contact person on the job they can seek assistance from, and also who won't judge them. So my role
as
So my role as a job coach would get replaced by a job mentor. This is an informal arrangement made after the coach is no longer in contact or takes on more of an indirect role. The job mentor needs to be a steady person who will stay over the long haul, and this can be very hard to predict. If the job mentor leaves and a new one gets assigned to the role, that mentor may not be a good fit for the person who has Asperger's. A job mentor needs to be carefully screened. Another issue I wanted to address with adults who have high-functioning autism may be, like I mentioned earlier, they could have conditions that exist comorbidly. Like, for example, and there's many examples, OCD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, fairly common example, or ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. Usually with high levels of anxiety, they are often on medications. Well, more so the person with obsessive-compulsive disorder, not usually the person with ODD. But they're on medications, and as you know, today's medications, you know, they've come a long way, but they certainly have their drawbacks. They're not a perfect fit and definitely comes with side effects, like, for example, drowsiness or the impact on their mood. And these changing conditions can make it difficult on the job, especially with increased stress levels on the job. A lot of people with Asperger's have to modify their activities in many areas of their daily lives in order just to cope more effectively with these challenging periods. So in particular, when it comes to the job, usually they can do this by reducing their work hours or simply modifying their activities while they go through this transition.
Yeah.
And this is where I also come in with my offer to teach yoga, which we didn't really touch on, but that's why I mentioned the yoga in the beginning of the show. It's because it actually is a service that I offer in addition to the life and job coaching. So yoga is a powerful way to bring core strength, to increase core strength and improve breath control, which can greatly reduce stress, and even for those on psychotropic drugs. So I talked about the adults with Asperger's. Now I'm going to touch on parents and other caregivers. I realize now that we're getting close to the time here again. Time tends to run away.
But
so,
it's information is very important. Go ahead.
Sure. So parents of adults with Asperger's, they want the best for their children. Many adult children with Asperger's live fairly independent lives. And even if they are struggling in certain areas, they may not necessarily appreciate having their parents involved. And a lot of that is also an ego thing, too. In other situations, parents play a very direct role in their lives. So it's always different. They may manage their money or at least help with it, for example. And if there are medical issues, they're often directly involved. Another issue that adults with autism face is housing, which we talked about earlier. Quite often, they're still living at home with their parents, like even into their late 30s and 40s and beyond that, just by economic necessity. Like, the government doesn't really make it easy for them. Parents could make arrangements where their quarters are in a separate part of the living environment, for example, but that's not always enough. And parents still want more privacy and time freedom. And the adult child with autism needs to have his space so that he can actually grow. the housing issue is one very strong motivator for the adult with autism to decide to work or better him or herself in other ways. But getting back to the parents, often they are the foundation of support for their child with autism, and yet they often feel unsupported themselves. It takes a lot of time and energy to be their son or daughter's advocate on a continuous basis. Parents often can't do it alone. They need respite. And sometimes they also need someone to vent to so that they're not carrying around so much of the stress. And over time, needs of the parents as well as their adult child will change. And here, they discover a need to explore new ways of doing things. And this is where I can come in again for the parents and other caregivers, is I can be their life coach. And I could also offer to teach them yoga if they choose to have that as part of their service.
So we're almost out of time.
Yeah, I know.
If you could really, you gave a lot of very important information. And again, I know many people are probably interested in finding out more about this. If you could very quickly share with the audience, what is the most rewarding or satisfaction you get from helping people with Asperger's?
Well, I love helping them to reach their goals, and it doesn't matter in what area, like on the job or other areas of life, recognizing they have a unique set of gifts to offer. They are not stuck in their situations. And there are always ways to work around things. So you know they don't have to think about themselves being inside this box. They can actually go out and live lives according to their hopes and their dreams and you know their desires. They do show appreciation whenever you come from a genuine place of caring, and that I appreciate because they're usually quite open about it.
So, in your opinion, Lisa, what do you feel sets you apart from other people offering similar services?
So since what I offer is not counseling and life and job coaching, it can be a refreshing change from talking with a counselor, even if they are seeing a counselor at the same time and even if that counselor is, you know, wonderful for them. Mine is a more practical, hands-on approach. And I will help to take them to the next level of where they want to go. If they need help with other issues before they're ready to take the job path, for example, we will start from there. If they happen to live in Toronto, I will meet them where they are at. I'll come to them if they desire, and I can meet them in their home or anywhere else in the community, like coffee shops. If they don't live near me, I can communicate with them over Skype or Google Hangouts. I have flexible hours. And one thing is, since I am so small, like really, like this business is a new start, fairly new business, my services will be very personalized. And since I am a person who likely has Asperger's myself, I understand Asperger's very well, and I get a good perspective of where they are coming from. And, of course, as mentioned, it's a plus to offer other services like yoga and tutoring. I didn't really talk a whole lot about, but that's also another service that I offer. So that certainly does, those things do certainly set me apart from somebody else offering similar services.
And it's great that you do cover so many different areas. We have a little under a minute left, Lisa. If you could please, and I know many people are interested in learning more about a lot of the issues that you spoke on, where can people in the audience go to either learn more or sign up for your program?
So they can go to new-horizons-jobcoaching.ca or .com. Well, let's just say .com. And they can also call me 416-230-1878.
And if you could very quickly repeat that, your website address one more time in case they didn't get it.
Sure. So new-horizons-job-coaching www.acccnews.com.
Okay, and again, we're just about out of time. Lisa, I thank you for coming on and speaking about these issues. I know that you have a lot more information to give. And again, to everybody that's tuning in that are dealing with this issue, some of you are very familiar with a lot of the things she spoke on. Some people are not. Please go to our website, give her a call to get more information. We will definitely be having Lisa back on again to continue speaking on this very important matter. So please go to accglobalmedia.com to get her future show date and time information. And again, for everyone out there, you're not alone. I know it's very difficult. I've had family members personally dealing with this. I know it can be difficult. Help is here for you. And it's also here for you at a very reasonable rate from somebody that's very experienced. Lisa, it was an honor having you on this evening. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And to our audience out there, you have a wonderful evening. Please tune in to with us next week, and please go to accglobalmedia.com to check on all future show date and time information with Lisa Latimer. And also, please go onto our site on Facebook. That's facebook.com/accglobalmedia. You can also learn more information about Lisa there as well. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful evening, and to you as well, Lisa.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks. Have a great night. Bye.